Opening Doors Northwest Florida is preparing for its annual count of homeless people in the greater Pensacola area. The point-in-time survey is set for January 22nd. There is a need for more volunteers whose training this year will include instruction on how to use a new app designed to streamline the process.
The point-in-time count is our census count of our homeless population in Santa Rosa and Escambia County.
This is Martika Baker, coordinator for the 2020 PIT count for Opening Doors. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, requires such continuum of care agencies to conduct the annual survey to get a snapshot of each community's homeless population. In 2019, that number was 518 in the two-county area.
They will utilize this snapshot, and they will determine, well, what's the need in each community? What populations are having the most homeless issues? And what is leading to their homelessness? Such as, is it a health condition? Is it substance abuse? Is it release from veteran services, from incarceration?
Baker says the data, collected over a 24-hour period during the last 10 days in January, will help the federal government determine what support services are needed and how much federal funding will be made available locally. Getting an accurate count is imperative. That's why Opening Doors Northwest Florida is putting the call out for volunteers.
We need about 100 to be able to get a full volunteer group together to depart out into the community to get our count started and get it completed and get our data in.
As of Friday, just 30 volunteers had registered ahead of an expected influx of student volunteers from the University of West Florida. To boost recruitment efforts, Opening Doors is also reaching out on their website, openingdoorsnwfl.org, through various social media sites and through a volunteer recruitment link on the United Way of West Florida website. For those who sign up this year, the local process will include the first ever use of a new mobile app to conduct the survey. Baker says the app was born out of a hackathon event in the Tampa area.
They had a theme for their hackathon where 10 development teams came down, and the theme was Give Me Shelter. And within this, COCs were saying, we need something for PIT. PIT is a pain. We have to get so much data, and the deduplication process is a nightmare.
Hi, my name is Zach, and I'll be showing you a quick tour of Hyperion, software built to help COCs with the annual point-in-time count.
It was Zach Miller and his development team that created the Hyperion app. Through this video on his pointintime.com website, he makes it available free of charge for the 2020 PIT count and details how it streamlines the process.
Using Hyperion will improve data quality, help you spot and avoid problems during the count, and will put you in a position to submit your data to HUD the day after the count if you want to.
For 2020, Opening Doors plans to continue to use the paper survey form for those who may not feel comfortable using the app. But volunteers are encouraged to use the app because it provides real-time homelessness data and it means much faster results, cutting the report time of about 4 months down to 2 months or less.
Hey, welcome to Opening Doors, and we are going to start going over the point-in-time count.
On Friday, Baker led a training session with about 8 individuals at Opening Doors' new home on New Warrington Road. Erin Jacobs joined her to explain how to use the Hyperion app.
So just to give you an overview, like Martika said, we're going to be trying to go mobile, more mobile this year.
It is Jacobs who will be managing the app-based data collection locally.
So it's very user-friendly, surprisingly user-friendly for something that's been recently developed. It's all web-based, so you pull it up on your phone. You don't have to download an app or anything like that. You just put in the address. It's a website, essentially, and the survey's all there for you.
Maria Willett was one of the volunteer recruits sitting in on Friday's training session.
I'm with Mission Brownsville at Brownsville Assembly of God. We have Saturday service where they come into the chapel, then we feed them in the back on that day, and then on Mondays we distribute.
Although Willett works with homeless individuals on a regular basis, this will be her first time helping with the annual PIT count. At 68 years old, she's a bit apprehensive about using the mobile app for the survey, but says she's willing to give it a try.
I think if I can practice, I'd be more comfortable with it. I think it probably would go faster.
As requested, volunteers will be given an opportunity to practice before the count on January 22nd.
If I'm not comfortable, then I'll be honest.
And there's always the paper.
There's always the paper, so we have backup.
Meantime, more volunteers are needed, and such individuals need to be at least 16 years old to participate. A guardian must accompany those under the age of 18. There are three more training sessions planned. The next one is tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Opening Doors headquarters on New Warrington Road. The final sessions are January 17th at 10 a.m. and January 21st at 5:30 p.m. Registration links are available on the Opening Doors Northwest Florida website and Facebook page. You can find links and more details on our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.